Rock Station Nation. Unite at 97.7 WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome into our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com. I'm Bob Cupp, joining Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. And we're going to play some local music and talk about a little bit of the local scene here tonight. How you doing, Utah?
Doing pretty good. That's what we do every Saturday now for 7+ years.
Every Sunday.
Sunday. Wow, jeez.
Yeah. That's like the Facebook thing I said, you know.
Yeah, wow, we're on one today.
Yeah. No, it's the heat. Yeah. Thank goodness. Thank goodness we're coming off that last weekend heat. That we didn't have band jam that weekend, huh?
Oh, my gosh. We wouldn't be here. I don't think we'd even be here. They'd have to pull a show from the archives.
We certainly lucked out and certainly appreciate everybody that has continued the buzz following band jam. We've had a lot of musicians just sharing their experience, their fun. And again, congratulations to Amanda Noah and James Graff for their Steady Love Grassy Award win. I know they're still kind of reeling, if you will, from that, which is cool. But it was certainly a fun weekend, and it's great to see that everybody seemed to have a great experience.
Yeah, we really do appreciate all the feedback, seriously. It means a lot to us, so thank you.
Yeah. Looking ahead, next Rock Done Right tour stop will be Corbri Woodstock. They have two dates now this Labor Day weekend. They've expanded then, of course. John Vento and Moondog and those guys all kind of wrapping up the Pittsburgh Rhythm and the Blues and Roots Festival that is going on as we speak, yep. As a matter of fact, down in Cheswick at Siri Mosque. Hope they've had a great turnout for that. Of course, that helps out two aspects of autism support, and including Band Together Pittsburgh with its efforts. And, boy, they had a heck of a lineup, too. So. But next target, Corbri Woodstock, they've actually expanded. It kind of shortened Sunday a little bit because they're expanding it into an acoustic kind of Saturday deal. If you go to CorbriWoodstock.com, you can find out more information on that. And then, of course, after that, it's Zilli on Tap again in August, October. So you have your wrap-up of August into September for Labor Day weekend, and then October, and some brews will be helping out causes down in Zillionople, and we'll be talking more about that. And don't forget, the Rock Station 97.7 Wiffle Ball Tournament. It'd be great to see some bands come out and support. It's about the Warrior Foundation with that. That'll be coming up in September.
Yep, and let's go back to Corbri Woodstock real quick, too. You can get tickets online. That's the best way to get them because this usually sells out, too. Yeah. So I recommend you get on that. Always a great time. Wonderful lineup. Yeah. Beautiful weather, yeah. Typically. So
yeah. It's a great little setting, too, yeah. John Vento's backyard. It's where they have their recording studio, too, and it's just a beautiful facility. And, yeah, they limit the amount of tickets. Yeah. They can only fit so many in there. So, a lot of people are regulars for that, so you can almost figure half the tickets go right out of the gate. Yeah. So make sure you check that out. It's well worth your time, and if you can make one or two, you don't have to make both days necessarily.
And Lamat Productions will be handling the production, so you know it's going to sound good.
Yeah. Boy, and it's something that still resonates that I've talked to a lot of people going, man, I was blown away how the sound was. And that's why Lamat Productions are so heavily involved in the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, because they just do first-class work, no doubt about it. And that's why the Needs Hotel Band has always sounded as good as they do. So, and we're wishing JV best of luck, too, on getting the vocal cords strong again and returning to the scene.
Yeah, and I think that might be how Lee and JV even hooked up or something. Lee was out one time watching them or something. Afterwards, he went up and says, I can do better than that. give me a chance.
Yeah. And don't forget, too, you've got the Friday night. The gig's happening every Friday night outside of Michelle Krill Field at Pullman Park. They've had an all-star lineup performing there each Friday. I know a little over a week ago, it was Lions in America. It was good to see those guys. They haven't been playing many gigs. And they got an opportunity to play. There's Skell down there. After the Fall just played this past weekend, too.
Yeah, it was great to see Lions in America back because that means Ryan must be back and healthy again because he was having some throat issues. They had to go in and operate on his vocal cords, so it had to be very nervous for him. So it's good to see he's back.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was pretty cool, too. I was at a family reunion last weekend, and I have a cousin who is a musician in central Pennsylvania, and he's had a band for 10 years called Nail Driver, and they just broke up. But we were just talking about the music scene. He was asking how Band Jam went, and he said, "Did you ever bump into a guy named Steve Craven before?" And I went, "Yes, this is Steve and Jen were out of Band Jam." And he says, "Oh, I'm big fans all after the fall." So he's seen them play over that way. And we talked about Skell and some of the bands that have made their way. And he just had great respect for this Western Pennsylvania music scene. He says he'd like to get over here a lot more.
Yeah, and speaking of those guys, I was hoping we could get Matt on the phone to talk about this a little bit. But their 20th anniversary of Rock for Life is coming up next weekend, so August 2nd and 3rd out in Island, PA. So make sure you get out there and support that cause. 20 years.
How about it? Congratulations to those guys. And what a great lineup they always have for 2 days of great music, too. So, hey, this segment is brought to you by our friends at Meat Locker Recording Studio. And, of course, the band Meat Hook emerged out of there and played Band Jam this past year. And actually, we're going to visit with a young man named Alex Mattson, who is coming in from Armstrong County area. And he actually has been starting to do some recording down at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. So he's going to do some live stuff in the studio here tonight, but maybe we'll have something recorded down the road, and we're excited that he is using one of our sponsors in the Meat Locker Recording Studio. So let's get to the music, because we do have Alex standing by. He's going to play some tunes in the studio for us tonight.
All right. I say we kick tonight's show off with the Red Lines and their song, I Should Have Tried. Love the song.
Oh, great tune. Great tune from their new album that they released back in May. Well, and speaking of Meat Hook, they have a brand new song that actually, if you were at Band Jam, you heard them do. And this is, well, they've had some rockin' tunes. This one, a little bit more of a ballad. And it's called Lost in Thought. It's brand new from Meat Hook, and we'll do that and visit with Alex Mattson tonight on The Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Bad tattoo. Hey girl, The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. Hope you're having a great Sunday night. We appreciate you tuning in, and I know it'll be a great Sunday night because you're continuing to listen to great live local original music. And this segment is brought to you by the Great Rainbow Inn. I'm stuck on adjectives right now, I think.
But great.
Yeah.
That's great, Bob.
Yeah, that's great, because they've got a great man can special, too.
Yes, they do.
And you need to stop on by. When you enter Freeport, you can't get anywhere without passing the rainbow, if you're coming in off 356 anyway. If you come in the backside, it's the last thing you see, and they save the best for last, I guess.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
But, and the river is finally under control, so
yeah,
it's been crazy here.
Yeah, it really has. It's amazing to see how high the river has been. Then it settled down last week, and then it came back up a little bit. But, you know, at the rainbow, it doesn't matter what the river's doing. You can always find a refreshingly good time.
Or the pirates.
Or the
well. You need those man cans to get through that stuff.
That's been like the river up and down. So we appreciate their sponsorship. They have been with us from week number one. And here we are. We're getting there. We're just inching our way toward that 400 mark. So,
yes, we are.
You know, they haven't hit 400 in baseball a long time, but the Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we'll be hitting 400. Hey, we're very excited to have a young man, a talented young man, coming in here to visit with us today. He has done some solo stuff, has his own band, and he's going to perform live in the studio tonight. We want to welcome Alex Mattson to the show. Alex, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Thanks for visiting with us. We'll start out with a little background of Alex Mattson first. Alex, you're 17 years of age, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, 17. So this will be one of our younger guests on the Grassroots Show. Excited to have you on board. Where are you from, Alex?
I'm from Adrian, Pennsylvania, small town outside of Katanning. So.
Okay. Little down, well, speaking of the river, little down river from Katanning.
Oh, right? Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty. It's out there a ways.
Yeah, I've been through there before years ago. So, well, it's great to have you over here in the studio to talk a little bit about your music. Give us a little background. When did you start playing music?
I probably started maybe 5 or 6 years ago now, but I was going to this small church every week, and the pastor there was a real nice guy, and he would come out every couple weeks and play guitar.
Okay.
And he wasn't very good at it, but he would play, and he had a good time, so that was really all the inspiration that it took, I guess. And I asked him a couple times if he would teach me how to play. And one day after service, that we just went in the other room, and we were just playing scales back and forth, pretty much. And he gave me, I remember, like a little pumpkin seed guitar that was horribly out of tune, and it was just awful, and you couldn't fit your fingers on the neck, but I played that thing religiously for like a week. And then when I went back, he let me play the bigger guitar, and then I got one for Christmas, and it just staircase from there. But it only took me about, I want to say, little under 6 months ish and my first show was like a junior high talent show, and we played a song called Counting Stars by One Republic. And we played that song, me and two of my buddies, one playing bass and one just singing backup vocals, and we just did a really good job at that. And then once you get a taste for it, I guess I just kept playing. So that's how I got started.
So you made that stage appearance, and next thing you know, you had the bug, huh?
Yeah, I
heard the girls.
Yeah, that too. That helped. But as soon as we finished that talent show, I remember we go back out on stage to like take a bow or whatever we did, mm-hmm. And a group of people that are now like my close friends asked me to come play music at their party that summer.
Okay.
So I played there, and that was a flop. It was so bad. And probably played like 10 or 11 really bad shows before I got any decent ones, but people just kept listening to me, so that was definitely helpful.
That's cool. Did you come from a music? Did anybody in your family play music? Or
I come. There's a good bit of music in my family, but mm-hmm. I know that my dad was a drummer, and that's where I got started in music, was playing the drums. And I played drums for a long time, just, and then after a while I kind of got, not bored of it, but just wanted something new. And then that's when the guitar happened. And my grandpa, his name's Jerry, he plays guitar. He plays square dances all over the place. Mm-hmm. And after I started playing guitar for a while, he started taking me out on those jobs and playing square dances, and then that also helped. And other people in my family play music, but those are the two big influences.
But you were struck by somebody playing the guitar in front of you and thought,
wow, I was, yeah.
That's got to be it. That's got to be it.
Yeah, and it wasn't even the talent. Like I said, it was, he was.
All right, take it easy on him.
I will take it easy on him, but he's one of the greatest guys, but he'll tell you himself. He'd tell you that he wasn't the best guitar player, but you could just see like how happy he was playing it. So that was, I guess that's what sparked interest.
And you felt that passion, and now you have that passion today.
Yeah.
Have you taken any formal training outside of picking things up, or has it just you've been finding your way?
A lot of YouTube.
Yeah. What are some of your musical backgrounds as far as influences? What do you like to listen to? Who do you feel has inspired your music?
That's a good question. I listen to everything pretty much. So some of the biggest influences would probably be, I like the blues. Mm-hmm. I love the blues. And I grew up listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan and people like him. And bands like the Clarks that come down and play, like in Katanning, mm-hmm. They're just, you see them doing it, and you it doesn't seem as unrealistic when you can see other people doing it locally. And a lot of bands that I took inspiration from were kind of off-the-wall bands that nobody would ever really think about, like mm-hmm. Days and Days was a huge influence, even though I don't sound like them, mm-hmm. but they just, the way that I write kind of stems from what they write. So that's a huge influence. And then, like I said, my grandpa, because just playing with him all the time. So.
Yeah, yeah. And then put feet to the fire, and all of a sudden, if you're going to sink or swim playing music, you're going to find a way to get better at it, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely requires some of that.
Yeah. That would be unique. I didn't know if square dancing has been around a long time.
Yeah.
But I would wonder, is that kind of a lost art now, or is it still popular in certain areas?
Sadly, it is kind of fading out now, mm-hmm. which is really, there's still a lot of people that do it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But the problem that we seem to run into a lot is the people that are really into doing it are getting older now, and there's not enough people taking their place, I guess. And it's honestly, it's one of the most fun things that you can ever do. It's a lot of fun. And if I was gonna try and persuade people to do it, don't be discouraged because you think you can't do it, because the first time I did it, someone pulled me out on the floor and was like, all right, grab her hand, and then away we went doing that. And it was just fun time.
Yeah.
So,
because I know how big country line dancing became, and really like the 90s, it just kind of blew up big time. And I didn't know if that kind of, was taking the place of that, and younger people weren't getting into it.
That's kind of how it goes. But just mostly because you tell people that you go square dancing, and they're like, yeah, that's for old people, But it's a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah. We're visiting with Alex Mattson here tonight on the Grassroots Show. We're going to find out how he put pen to paper and how he has created songs that he's going to actually do for us here tonight. And why don't we do one right now, Alex? You're going to do a song called Mr. Owl. Give us a little background to that song.
Yeah, Mr. Owl is one of the few songs that doesn't have that much of a story to it. But everybody knows the commercial of the Tootsie Pop where the owl's eating the lollipop. Well, that commercial come on TV one day, and I was just kind of thinking about it, and the song, I guess, is kind of about like questions that you have about life that don't really have answers to. So you ask the owl, I guess.
Because they're supposed to be smart, right?
Yeah. But then
we're told.
You end up figuring out it on your own anyway. Yeah. So.
Good stuff. This is Mr. Owl, Alex Mattson, here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 and The Grassroots Show.
Tell me, Mr. Owl, how many licks does it really take? Just another mystery we'll never know. Like what to say or where to go, what to do, I don't know. Tell me, Mr. Owl, what are the words I need to say? Just to know how are you, you look lovely, yes you do. Tell me what to do, Mr. Owl. I'm breaking in, I'm breaking down, I'm breaking out. I'm lost inside my old mind, still trying to figure this all out. With you I'm not alone, and I don't want to go home. Cause when you're here, it keeps my mind clear, so I leave myself alone. Tell me, Mr. Owl, what are the words I need to say? Mr. Lover, how are you? You look lovely, yes you do. Tell me what to do, Mr. Owl. Questions a day, my dear, to keep us moving and keep us all here. If you never know the reasons why, will you be happy on the day that you die? Day that you die. I'm falling apart again just to re-pick up pieces. I finally found my way, now the nights are never sleepless. I still got questions that I don't know the answers to, but I don't think that I really want to. Don't think that I do. Tell me, Mr. Owl, how many licks does it really take? Just another mystery we'll never know. Like what to say or where to go, what to do, I don't know. Tell me, Mr. Owl, what are the words I need to say? Just hello, how are you? You look lovely, yes you do. Tell me what to do, Mr. Owl. Mr. Owl. Ain't got no shoes, I gotta take. It didn't mean as much as I thought. I guess I wasn't good enough. Whoa. I sat on my couch for about 4 or 5 hours, poured a glass of milk, but you know that it went sour. But I drank it anyway, 'cause hey, that's just the way things go. Ain't got no shoes, I got no food in my refrigerator. Ever since she left me, I can't even function on my own. Ever since the day she walked out the door, I've been so sad and lonely. Ain't got no shoes, I got no food in my refrigerator. Ain't got no shoes to walk her to tell her that I'm sorry. Just wait for that freight train to come back to PA. Hey, yeah. PA. Ain't got no shoes, I got my feet on the track. Deep in my heart, I coming back. So I guess I'll turn around, head back to my house and just relax. Ain't got no shoes, I got my feet on the tracks. Whoa, whoa. No shoes, I got holes in my jeans.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Once again, you're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. And don't forget, our show streams at 977rocks.com. And it is also archived there. You can play it back on demand, 977rocks.com. We are here tonight visiting with Alex Mattson. And this segment is being brought to you by Bros' Superette, where they are high on the hill, right on the price, high on the hill, because they're right at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler. You can usually see the top of that hill if you're coming down North Main. It's the valley that lies in between that is the city of Butler. And we encourage you to cruise up there sometime and check out some of the great meats they have. They have a lot of great deli items as well. Hey, we're in the heat of grilling season right now. If you'd like a great juicy steak, and every once in a while, when you get on their email list or check out their Facebook page, they put their weekly specials up. And every once in a while, they have some great Black Diamond nugget steaks, the marinated styles, or you could just get yourself an old-fashioned T-bone or a ribeye, or maybe pick up on some great hot sausage because they have some of Butler's best. And, of course, I've always talked about their ham loaf, but anything you need to complement a meal or if you're having to head out to a picnic, pick up some items at Bros's Superette. They're a local butcher, local organization that's been around for a long time, right at the corner of South Main Street and Rockenstein Avenue in Butler. Bros's Superette, thanks to their sponsorship. We continue our visit with Alex, who is from Adrian, Pennsylvania, 17 years of age. And going into the break, Alex, you just played a song called No Shoes. Tell us a little bit about that song.
No Shoes was actually the first song that I ever wrote. And listening to the story, some parts of that the song, the story, some parts of that song might seem a little strange to some people because it makes no sense, and that's kind of its whole gimmick. But the song itself isn't about me. It's about this character that I have created in my head. And it's just this guy that is working like a dead-end job, not making enough money. Mm-hmm. So his wife leaves him because he ain't making enough money. So that's the whole first part of that. And then the second part is kind of in there just to give me a laugh while I'm playing it. So, but I talked about bands like Days and Days and other bands that kind of like them, mm-hmm. and their whole gimmick's a little off the wall. And when I was thinking about this song, you kind of get that idea of like you're so just bummed out that you don't really care about yourself or about what you look like. And this is kind of where the inspiration come in, and the glass of milk line in that song is just, you're just so down and out that you don't care how gross that is.
The milk went sour.
Yeah.
So be it.
But that always makes me laugh when I'm playing it. So
that's good.
And then the end of that talks about like getting over it. Like mm-hmm. she ain't coming back. Just go back and chill out.
You got to move on.
Yeah. So that's that song.
One of the first songs you wrote. Well, what inspired you to write, or how did you find out that you had a knack for writing a song?
Oh, I still don't think I have a knack for it. I wrote that song. That was the first one, and I wrote it kind of on accident because I have a mandolin that I kind of tinker with every now and then, and I remember Jesse Stewart was the guy that I was listening to at the time, and he plays mandolin, but he kind of plays it not in a country way. He just kind of plays it solo, and it was kind of neat to me, I guess. Kind of that rough, just acoustic sound, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I was playing like he would play, and I just started singing that song. And as the name suggests, I wasn't wearing shoes and had ripped up jeans on. And you're just singing about what's going on, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's the first song I wrote. And when I wrote it, I thought it was terrible. And then I played it a couple times, and people liked it. And then couple people ask for it whenever I would be at like fires or something like that, and then it just stuck. And then after that, once in a blue moon I would get a good song, and now I'm at the point where I'm like trying to force myself to write some more songs. Mm-hmm. And I write a bunch of bad ones and then maybe one good one out of a set of like 10. So these four songs were the trial and error outcomes, I guess.
Now, do you sit down and start playing a melody, and then the lyrics start to come, or you know, how do you intend to write a song?
Yeah, I write the music first. Okay. Because I don't know a whole lot about technical music. Hmm. Like I was in like the high school band and stuff, but I never really got into the pitch and time signatures, like how to write music. So I'll sit down and play a couple chords, and I'll. Oh, hey, that sounds nice. And then mm-hmm. throw words onto it one line at a time until you get something that sounds okay, and then go back and edit it later.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, like I never knew how to write songs. I just started putting words to chords.
Well, you've put them together pretty impressively from what we're hearing here tonight on the Grassroots Show. Alex Mattson is with us here on The Rock Station in our Grassroots Show. And you also dabble a little bit with a band, is that right?
A little bit here and there. I started the band back that first junior high talent show performance. It was it was me and two of my friends that were just kind of, we had never played music before then, and we only played that one song. And we played, and we did a good job, so we played at that party, and we played a couple songs, and we added a piano player, like a keyboard player, for that second show, and then he stuck with us for a while. He still plays with me every now and then, but we played a couple talent shows, and then the bass player moved on to different things, so we lost him. And then my buddy that sang with me got real heavy involved in sports, so that took up most of his time. And then it was just kind of me for a while, and then now I'm just now starting to get people come back in to play. Like, my cousin plays bass, and he does it pretty well, so he's been playing with me here and there, and just people come in and out. Mm-hmm. It's not really set in stone just yet.
Okay.
But hopefully someday it will be.
Yeah. What do you call yourselves?
My band's name is Roadkill.
Roadkill.
Yeah.
That's cool. Where do you get the opportunity to play? Do you have a couple of places that you pop into that people can catch you?
Yeah, I have a couple regular places. I play a lot of times on Wednesdays at the Salina Inn, which is a really nice place to go and hang out. Plus, wing night doesn't hurt that. So.
Instant crowd. Right?
Yeah. But I go play there a lot, and I enjoy playing there. It's kind of just like an open mic kind of thing.
Okay.
I've played 2 years in a row at the Waves of Thunder motorcycle show in Katanning.
Yeah.
And then I play like oddball shows here and there. Like, I played like at a wedding, I played at right on Market Street in Katanning for, I think it was a vintage car show and like a beer thing.
Okay.
Played there. And I, now this year I have a show coming up at the Folk Festival in Katanning.
So the Fort Armstrong Folk Festival?
Yes.
Cool.
I'm playing there, I think Friday night, I think I'm playing there.
Is that the first week of August? Kind of,
yeah.
It usually is around the 5th or something.
Yeah, it's right. It's, I think it's like the first weekend in August or something like that.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I'll be playing up there. Yeah, that's pretty much just oddball stuff most of the time. And square dances, like I said.
Right, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So, and maybe we can get the youth infused back in to some square
that
dancing.
That would be great.
Where can people find you online? Do you have some a social presence that people can follow you?
There's a separate page on Facebook. It's if you search at Alex Mattson of RK, it should pop up. The page is just called Roadkill. And as of right now, I haven't been posting a lot onto it. But it's kind of just where I throw up cover songs and new ideas for, like, test runs of songs.
Okay.
And then occasionally live performances get put up there, too. So
all right.
it's a nice place to see before you.
Yeah. Do you post it to YouTube, or is it just kind of a Facebook Live thing that you...
It's kind of just Facebook now.
Okay.
I tried YouTube for a while, but then... you'd be surprised, actually, one of my first songs that I wrote, somebody actually stole and downloaded off of YouTube, so that kind of turned me away from YouTube. But
they stole it? They recorded it?
Yeah, like, you can get online and have, like, YouTube to MP3 converters and stuff like that, and that's what they did. And they converted that song to an MP3 and then, like, downloaded it, and that just...
Tried to make it their own, huh?
I don't think they tried to make it their own, but it was just one of those things that kind of deterred me away from it, because the plan is to someday make money for it, you know?
Right,
and I don't want someone, I wouldn't want someone stealing my music then either.
Yeah, right. I have seen a couple of checks from local musicians.
Yeah, let us know how that making money thing goes.
It's a dream. That's a dream.
Oh, I know. No problem.
Never hurts to have that dream. Well, we wish you the best of luck. We appreciate you coming over and sharing your sound with us here, Alex, and hope to see you in the future as well. Again, the Fort Armstrong Folk Festival, always a fun time, and I love the fact that they include some local musicians in that.
Yeah, it is a wonderful time, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and hope the weather's good. So we certainly are deserving of a lot of great weather in the month of August. So.
Yeah.
You're going to do a couple more songs here. Shot in the Dark and Temptation. Can you give us a little background of Shot in the Dark?
Shot in the Dark, I actually just wrote this maybe 6 months ago, maybe. And it's, I was just kind of playing with this one chord that I thought was kind of funky. And it sounded neat and it sounded pretty, so I figured like a lullaby type song is kind of the vibe I get off of Shot in the Dark.
Okay.
So it's one of those songs that you could sing to your girlfriend or your kid, and it kind of just it works both ways.
That's cool. And how about Temptation?
Temptation is a really, that's actually a really new song. I wrote it maybe a month ago, a month and a half ago. That song's kind of just, everybody has that feeling where they're like, they're trying to choose between two people and like, which one's the more, like, which one should you be spending more time with? Like, and in the case of this song, it's between like two love interests, but it could be between two friends or a friend and a love interest. It's just things that pull on you a little bit, like who deserves the most attention paid.
That's cool.
So that's kind of what that one's about.
Very well thought out as far as, you know, the background of your songs. I love it. So appreciate you coming over here tonight.
And I appreciate again, you having me.
Hope to see you down the road. It's Alex Mattson here tonight on our Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7.
But I may not be able I'll give it a whirl, and I'll do the very best that I can. And if you were blind, then I'd help you see. And if you were lost, I'll take you on me, 'cause I know that I need you.
Sometimes it feels like
the grass is so much greener just a little further down the road. Just a little further down the road.
Summertime cookouts with the grill blazing and all the aromas of delicious food spreading through the neighborhood. You'll only want to serve the best quality products. The answer is simple. You pick Bros' Superette. They have plenty of hot dogs, burgers, and deli items that will make all your neighbors' mouths water. Bros' Superette is catering the 2019 Music for the Cure event, and they invite you to join them Saturday, August 24th from 1 to 11 p.m. in Carn City. Many amazing musical artists will be performing. Tickets are $25 and can be purchased at Bros' Superette, along with some great quality food.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Going to be a very special weekend next weekend for a great music festival that is celebrating its 20th anniversary. We're talking about the 20th anniversary Rock for Life concert, and it's all weekend next weekend at the Island Community Park in the Island Salzburg area. Friday, August 2nd and Saturday, August 3rd, going to be a number of great local bands. Hope you'll get out and support their cause and support some of those great local acts that are going to be part of that 20th anniversary Rock for Life concert. Congratulations to all the organizers involved in that fantastic event. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, August 17th, Gatto Harley-Davidson's 55th anniversary party. It'll feature food, merchandise, vendors, and of course, Shady Lady live music with Justin Wade. On Saturday, August 24th, Three Rivers Harley-Davidson having their fourth annual custom motorcycle show, and that will also feature food, merchandise, vendors, and live music presented by Shady Lady with Pixelated. And mark your calendar for Wednesday, August 28th, and catch the Noble Hops Band at the Harmony Inn from 7 to 10. And as well, one of our Rock Down Right tour stops, it's Labor Day weekend. And it's a two-day weekend. For the first time this year, it's Corbry Woodstock, Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, in Gibsonia. Check out CorbryWoodstock.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
You know, you can get yourself on The Grassroots Show as well if you're playing out and about. Get us information that we can include on our concert calendar that we air every Sunday night here. Send it over to grassroots at bcrnetwork.com. Give us at least a two-week lead time, if you would, and we'll help you promote where you're going to be, out and about. And it doesn't matter if it's a solo performance, a band performance, even an open mic. We encourage you to reach out to us and get the information. It's really cool to see the amount of open mics that seem to be bubbling up and happening. Alex just talking about being involved in those. And, of course, we know Donnie Yozo does his regular gig at Rock Ann Haven. Samantha Sears is always seemingly doing something. So there's lots of ways to hear some of the local music and encourage you to participate.
And, of course, our friend George Fisher and Kevin Ward have been doing one for 3+ years now, I think, down at 565 Live. So.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Lots of great music out there, and we have the opportunity to help showcase that every Sunday night because the musicians just keep putting out great music, and there's been a lot of great music already here in 2018. I think I brought that up in the first week of January. It felt like there was going to be a significant buzz this year, and boy, that's turned out to be right in 2019. So we're excited to see some of the new music. Appreciate Alex Mattson coming in to visit. Very remarkable young man. A lot of thought behind some of those tunes. It's cool to see he's found the knack for that. So.
Yeah. Well, that square dancing will influence you.
Oh, it will. Yeah. Round and round you go. So, I don't know. Maybe that'll be the next thing we do at Band Jam. We'll have belly dance by Melissa on one side and square dancing on the other.
Bob, you're on to something. I'm writing, taking notes right now.
Of course, Band Jam will be back second weekend in July next year, so make sure you have that in your calendar already. So we have lots of great music to look forward to in the month of August, and hard to believe we're talking about August already, but we have a lot of great stuff planned for you and throughout the fall months. And before you know it, Utah, we'll be looking for those Christmas songs again. You know, it does come quick.
I'm not there yet, Bob. Let's get through August.
Well, let's get back to some music here to wrap up the show today. What do you think?
All right. Yeah, I say we throw on a song called 5 Day Run by Brandon Green. He has been sharing a lot of our stuff on social media and greatly appreciate that. So we'll throw this song on.
Cool. And want to thank Nancy Gifford dropping off a CD this week of her son, Corey. We've played one of his cuts before, but he's got a band called Your Fractured Fairy Tale, and they have recorded some new material. We'll play their song, It's Our Lot in Life, here tonight on the Grassroots Show, and we'll do it again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock. The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions present Grassroots Live Local Original Music on 97.7 FM.
Something that could scare the fears I have away.
Some people may cry if I went away, but I can stay. So get me out, darling. Get me out of your scene. Get me out, darling. Thank you for this, I won't leave. That's blurry, would they even wanna hear me? It's always more to every story. Could you spare two arms to hold me? Lock the door, I can't think clearly. Call her phone and take these slowly. Put one more smile on me. Life's no fun with love.
Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Reminded. Reminded. Yes, there's a lot of watching.
at 977rocks.com. The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're gonna make it right tonight, tonight, tonight.
Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on the Rock Station 97.7.